start as I have the last few weeks. I give Coach Turner and the Chargers a lot of credit. They played well today, obviously forced us into too many mistakes for us to overcome those. And until we, find a solution to be able to play a 60-minute game a lot cleaner than what we have the last few weeks here, we're going to continue to struggle. So that'll be our challenge here leading into the Giants. He had the practice reps. Kyle was certainly not. He's certainly not totally healthy. Still not totally healthy. Could not practice Friday. I was out there at the workout before today, and it was, kind of touch and go a little bit. Able to do some things, but certainly probably would have been a better situation if we could play the game with Chris because he had practiced and because he was healthy and because of Kyle's situation. If we could do that and kind of rest him, that was kind of the idea behind it. Certainly he didn't play out that way, and that's why he was the number two quarterback. We didn't feel like it was a dire situation that he couldn't suit up and do anything for us. We just knew that we couldn't do everything, and because of the state of his health, that if we could play the game and win it with Chris, we would.
You just didn't like the way it was going
with Sims, you're talking about? Well, we talked about it, and it was just something we were going to change a few things we were doing anyway, in terms of what we were going to try to do to attack him, and that was probably going to suit Kyle okay at that point, less under center, more in the shotgun, some of those kind of things, and that kind of dictated that we at least think about the decision to go ahead and put him in there.
Do you regret the decision?
No, I don't regret it at all. I mean, we did a lot of decent things there early, and then we get anytime you get down there in the red zone four times, I think it was, and come away with 3 points. I think turn the ball over twice down there. I mean, those are plays that if you make them, then you end up with points and maybe touchdowns, and if you don't, obviously you have no momentum, and you gave away an opportunity. No, I mean, he's trying to get the ball in the end zone. I don't like it any more than anybody else does, but he's running hard, trying to get the ball in the end zone. I'm not going to sit here and make more of it than it was. Yep, I saw it. I got a lot of emotional players on our team, so I'm an emotional person myself, and sometimes that happens. I'm not saying it's good, but as long as people can work those things out, obviously we don't want to make scenes or make problems for ourselves on the sideline, but there's a lot of things that happen on the sideline that involve emotion.
Did you talk to either one?
No, I talked to both of them at some point, but not right there, no. Yeah, we've been practicing for a while, and we knew there's been a couple other situations in the course of the season that we felt like we might want to go ahead and use it. It seemed to be a good situation. We had some momentum, and we feel very confident in it. And we didn't execute it quite as well as we needed to. I thought he kicked the ball well. I believe we touched the ball first or had a chance to get it. But, again, those are situations where you take a risk, and there's a great reward at the end of it. But, if you don't get it, then it could turn around and hurt you.
Real quick, going back to Kyle. Mm-hmm. You have someone
else. Yep.
What's your thought process like in the front of the second quarter?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, if we changed what we were going to do to try to win the game, which at that point, because of some of the things they were doing, we were going to make a change in terms of our scheme. That's what I said, more shotgun, whatever it may be. And at the same point, we didn't have a lot of momentum at that point, but we were going to do some things we felt he was capable of doing, considering the status of his ankle, and we did them. And I think he went in there and he was effective. I think we were right down the field, and that was the drive that we ended up fumbling on. So, a couple of things going together at that point and made the decision, and he was fine with it, and went that way.
When did you have
the interview? Just a coaching decision, trying to suit up the guys we felt gave us the best chance to win, and just a lot of things go into those things.
Say it one more time. Playing on Thursday night.
I think I mean, as far as I know, I haven't talked to Greek yet, but as far as I know, I think, you know, we've got a chance that he's going to be basically the same or probably even better, you know. I don't know that he got it really, you know, banged around tonight. So as long as it didn't get any worse, I think the next few days of treatment and all the rest of it, I mean, we're not going to do too much in terms of going out there and practicing in full pads and full speed the next few days here. So it will give him an opportunity to rest it and treat it and hopefully be more healthy on Thursday, actually, than he was today.
Somewhat of a good week, average 4 weeks.
Yeah, that's probably the best thing about this. You know, I mean, anytime you lose a game, you'd love to play the next one the next day. You know, just to try to get the taste out of your mouth. And none of us feel good, and none of us are happy about what's going on right now. So, you know, we'll look forward to playing on Thursday.
Josh, any idea about Dawkins?
Any idea in terms of his injury?
Yeah.
I have no idea about how long it will be or how severe it is.
Coach, talk about your offense. You scored 4 touchdowns in the last 4 games.
Yep.
Well,
I mean, I think, you know, anytime you, like I said, you get into the red zone and turn the ball over twice the first time you're down there, first 2 times you're down there, that certainly isn't going to lend itself to winning too many games and scoring too many points. You know, we've had too many issues down there, obviously, in the red zone. And, you know, we've gotten in situations where we've made some mistakes early in games that may be predicated that we throw the ball more as the game goes on. And obviously that, you know, that's not the formula we want to implement to try to win based on the success that we've had this year. So we've got to do better earlier in the game so that we can stay balanced, be able to run the ball effectively, throw it effectively at the same time without giving away what we have to do. You know, as the game we're on today even, you know, we're out there in a 2 tight end set and they're in their nickel package because they know we got to throw it, you know. So we've got to do things well early in the game so that we can stay balanced and do the things that got us the success that we had at the beginning of the season, and obviously the last 3 or 4 weeks we haven't done that.